You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And as we do every other week, we are very happy to welcome back across the table to talk about what's going on at the Marathon County Public Library with Robin Vargas. Robin, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I said to you when you came in, what's happening? And you said, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot, yes.
Again, it's probably unfair to ask this, but is summertime as busy as it gets at the library, or is there a time of the year that's even busier?
I would say that this is it. Yeah. this is definitely it, especially June and July, it feels like. Although even August is pretty busy because a lot of other, like the pools close down in early August and mm-hmm. a lot of other activities wrap up by then. And so then folks are like, oh, where else do we go? Let's go to the library, of course.
That is the way to think. Absolutely. Let's get right into it. What are some of the early summer activities that you're getting underway?
Yeah, for sure. So later on today, actually, at George Street Park, we're having a garden story time. That's at 10:30 today with the North Central Wisconsin Master Gardeners. They're coming and doing some flower planting with the kids. So they'll get to take that home with them and, you know, get their hands in the dirt and get to experience that. Also in Rothschild tomorrow, Thursday, June 19th, we're doing Read to a Therapy Dog. So that's from 5:30 to 6:30. I've had some folks ask, it's not going to be back at WASA this year, but head on over to Rothschild. Mm-hmm. Just a quick, you know, 15-minute drive. So kids can head over there and do that tomorrow night.
Man, starting off in Rothschild is the place to be early on.
Apparently, yeah.
And that's, again, one of the aspects that's always interesting is that you have so many, you don't rely on just having folks involved here in WASA. It's a beautiful building, obviously, here in downtown WASA. But mm-hmm. boy, you do take a lot of these activities straight to the people.
We sure do. We try to. We know it's hard, you know, if you've got four kids to pack them all up in a van and bring them down. So, yeah, we try and bring these events out to everyone that we can.
Are there any other, let's keep it with the, maybe some of the branches.
Yeah,
any other branch activities coming up?
Yeah, for sure. So on Thursday, June 19th, both in Marathon and Athens, we have animal acrobats. So it's going to be at the Marathon Elementary School at 10 a.m. and then at the Athens Community Hall at 1:30 p.m. And that's all about learning how different animals move, like how to identify their tracks. And then they're going to be bringing with them some live animals, like a bearded dragon and a snake. So if you're into that, I would not be. I would stay far away in the back, but kids can get the chance to see those up close.
I was thinking when you said animal acrobats, we're going to see some animals doing some backflips.
Maybe. I don't know. You'll have to go and see for yourself. I don't know. We'll see how well that bearded dragon is trained.
Let me ask you real quickly, when you have, you know, these activities, I mean, we think about sometimes library activities, think about, you know, books and maybe authors or stuff like that. How difficult is it when you have something like you're bringing animals in?
Yeah.
I mean, is that hard? Is it, or do you have a lot of folks that really help you out with that?
Yeah, I mean, we bring in these, you know, performers that have experience, of course. But yeah, it definitely is a little bit outside of our scope, and so that is why we bring in some other friends to help us out with that. But yeah, it is a little bit different from the books aspect, but just another opportunity for kids to learn.
Fantastic. And we're talking to Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, as we do every other week here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, let's continue, because you said it's such a very busy time and you got yourself a list here to talk about. What else is happening?
Yeah, so out at the branches, well, this week, well, say in Hatley, all week long you can go and make DIY paper beads. Can make those, string them up into necklaces or bracelets or any other kind of craft. So just stop in. And then next week out at the branches, we've got quite a few crafts happening. So in Athens, you can stop by and make a DIY kaleidoscope. In Mosinee, you can make some faux stained glass sun catchers. And then in Marathon City and Stratford, you can make a cute little paper snail craft.
Very cool. And something that's really, again, that kind of jumps out in when I talk to you and we hear about some of these activities, it's so important to keep children's minds active and to, you know, not to let it just slide away, especially during the summer months. And all these kind of activities are vital for the development, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially like our reading challenges, you know, we want to keep those kids reading during the summer and, and also just develop a lifelong love for the library, you know, get them in while they're young and get them hooked on books or the programs that we have and keep them coming back.
You said programs and they keep on coming. What else is happening?
Yeah. So let's see. Next week on Tuesday, June 24th, we've got the Raptor Education Group, Reggie. They're coming in doing some programs in Edgar and Mosinee called Winged Wonders. So about having different owls maybe and different birds of prey. So you can go learn all about that. That's going to be at Oak Street Park in Edgar at 10:30 and then at River Park in Mosinee at 1:30. Also in Hatley next week on Monday, they have zine making for teens. So teens can come on in and make their own zines. That is at 3 o'clock on Monday.
For us old people, that's magazines, right?
It is, yeah.
I know. It's like, no, but I chuckle because it's like, that must be something that's fun as well for you, I imagine, seeing the kids and being and feeling that energy that that the kids have. I mean, that, you know, keep up to what is going on. Because otherwise, you know, some of this stuff could fly over the head. But I imagine being around the kids a lot,
we try and stay on top of it. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
We will have more with Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library in just over 20 minutes at 7:52 during a local segment here on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Coming up next, it is the Farm Report. Get the latest on the farm news. And then after that, back to Pat. He will have his weekly homeroom segment coming up. That's in just a few minutes. Glad you could be with us here on this Hump Day Wednesday morning. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Oh, no. I said, fall. What a day, a year, a life it is. You know, well, you know, you had it coming to you. Now there's not a lot I can do.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:52 here on this Wednesday morning, and continuing a conversation that I recorded yesterday morning with Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. And as we continue again, I mean, you do have a big list here of great activities.
I skipped a chunk in the middle already. Oh, yeah,
because we haven't even talked about WASA
yet,
have we?
No, not yet, but we'll get there. I have two more out of the branches I'll mention quick, and then we'll head to WASA. So out at Edgar, we have two adult programs, I want to say, out at Edgar on Monday, June 23rd. They have a sand dollar wall hanging, so folks can go and make that. And then next week in Marathon City, they have an intro to composting class with the UW Extension. That's on Monday at 5:30 p.m. We do ask that folks register for that one on our website. But if you want to get into composting, perfect time to go and learn a little bit more about it. Perfect for summer.
Absolutely. It is perfect timing. Absolutely. So that's just outside of WASA.
Correct.
I know that you folks here downtown, you're pretty busy yourself, aren't you?
We're busy as well. Yes, for sure. So later on today, here at WASA, we've got upcycled fashion for teens. It's happening from 1:30 to 3:30. We had this back in April, I think, and it was pretty fun. Just bring an old item of clothing that could get repurposed, you know, add some patches, embroidery, bleach, crop it, all kinds of ideas. So teens can just drop on in for that one. And tomorrow, Thursday, June 19th, we have Teen D&D Club. That's happening from 2:30 to 4:30. So just, you know, dice, games, rules, lawyering, all that good stuff. Just come on in and chat with them about that. And then for adults, we've got two happening on Saturday. Our Friends book sale, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This one is Friends members only, but it's only $10 for the whole year. So super cheap.
When you think about it, and I was actually thinking about that. It's like when you go and buy a new book, you'll be paid. That's like a quarter of the amount that you'll pay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like with tax, $20
that's
right there.
Nothing. So. It's nothing. And it's great opportunities. And you say it all the time, that there's some really wonderful treasures in there that people probably just get so excited when they actually see them to be able to buy them to add to their personal library.
Mm-hmm. And that's the good thing about being a Friends member is that you get access to these sales once a month instead of just the, you know, three or four times a year that we have those big public ones.
Right.
So you can get a chance to get some of those good ones first.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, there's so much going on. Anything that we missed at this point?
A couple. Okay. A couple.
There's always a couple more.
Is. Coming up also on Saturday, I'm really excited for this one. And I'm working at this time, so I can't participate, but we're doing decades trivia.
Oh.
So ranging from the 70s to the 2000s.
Are you a trivia buff?
I do love trivia. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been part of ever that big one in Stevens Point?
Yes.
Yeah.
The weekend long.
Yeah. You've been part of that?
Sure have. Yep. That one's tough though. Our trivia is not quite on that level, music, movies, pop culture, all that good stuff. So that's Saturday at 2:30.
That sounds like a lot of
come
fun.
Come off, show your skills. Yeah.
And for something like that, folks just show up.
Yep, for sure. Yeah.
Man, that's very cool indeed. And that's a lot of fun. I mean,
yeah.
It brings back also a lot of memories because those of us have all this useless information in our head can actually use it.
Exactly. Chance to show off. So
what else is on that list?
Yeah, got a couple happening at WASA next week. On Monday, June 23rd, we've got a story time out at Oak Island Park at 10 a.m. Those are always fun to get outside at the parks and do. On Wednesday, June 25th, for kids, we've got clay creations. That's happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Just come on in. We'll have some air-dry clay, and they can make whatever they would like to make. And then on Thursday, June 26th, we've got Super Smash Brothers Ultimate on the Nintendo Switch for teens. They can just drop in from 2:30 to 4:30 and battle it out.
Wow. I mean, again, it's wonderful to see the balance between, we call it educational or activities that you basically to stimulate learning and that. And also the idea of having some fun as well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There is time for both. And not a program, but I wanted to mention it. We do have our creative writing contest that kicked off this past weekend that runs now through July 14th for ages 13 and up. We'll have two different categories,
right.
13 through 18 and then 19 plus. So just original short stories or poems written by Marathon County residents, and submit those and we'll have a contest.
How do you judge that?
I think there's a couple staff members that are...
That must be fun to be part of for those folks. I mean, to be able to read some of the, you know, the talented writings that kids have around here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrific.
And we're excited.
We were talking before, you know, that the importance of using people's creativity.
Yes.
I mean, in this era with technology is just creeping further and further into our lives to have opportunities like that to be creative and to stimulate the mind in different ways.
Yes, absolutely. And the winners of that contest will actually be, we'll use those for our illustration contest that'll happen in August. And so we'll be asking folks to illustrate those short stories that have won.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. That is really cool stuff. Anything else?
I think that's all I've got. I mean, there might be one or two that I didn't write down on my list, but...
I mean, man. And the thing about it is we go through so many different items here.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website.
Yes.
mcpl.us.
Mm-hmm.
No, after all this time, I got that right right there. And also follow on Facebook because you have a lot of information there, pictures and the like there as well to get information. But take advantage of the library, whether here downtown or at the branches throughout the county, and so many really really, really cool events and cool projects. And just, again, we're very fortunate to have a vibrant library system here in Marathon County.
Yeah, we are thankful for our patrons that come and visit us.
Well, it's going to be a while now. We got like 4 weeks until we meet, because you're going to be gone and then I'm going to be gone.
Yep.
But then we'll be back together in July. And yes. I'm sure we'll still be very busy over at the library.
We sure will be. Yep.
Hey, Robin, thank you for coming on in.
Thank you.
Always great to talk to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. Hey, quick note that coming up tonight, we have American Legion softball with Wausau Post 10. Wausau Post 10 will take on DC Everest Post 492. So again, tonight, pregame activity starts at 6:20, and the first pitch set for 6:30 right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Got an information update coming up for the top of the hour, and then back to Pat. It's Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Ian Welsh and myself will be back at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. During our local segments, you can also join us on YouTube. Go to the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel. In fact, if you've missed any of our discussions, you can go back to the YouTube channel. Just go to the WXCO 98.9 YouTube channel, and you can see our discussion we just had with Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library, or with the cast members and director of the Central Wisconsin Children's Theater and their show of Into the Woods coming this weekend. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we will have a couple of different interviews. In fact, we will be joined, as we are every other week, by from the Grand Theater, Executive Director Sean Wright. And also, we're going to be talking about an event going on across the way. As I look out the window, I see across the way the Children's Imaginarium. And we are going to be talking about an event coming up on Friday of this week, as Julie Bowman, who is the Executive Director of the Imaginarium, they are joining up with the Marathon County 4-H to celebrate Dairy Month. And Julie will be bringing along a guest as well, so we will have her as well. So tomorrow, not just Sean Wright, as we do every other week, we will also be talking to Julie Bowman and a guest as well from the Children's Imaginarium.
Very nice.
And then coming up on Friday, we will be joined by Yi Leng Zhang, as they have a special event coming up. Of course, Yi now is the executive director of New Beginnings for Refugees. They are going to have an open house and volunteer appreciation event coming up on Monday of next week from 5 till 7 p.m. You can stop by their office at 903 North 3rd Street here in Wausau. The event will celebrate the dedication of the volunteers who play an essential role in supporting the mission of New Beginnings to assist refugee neighbors in our community. So all people here in the community are invited to join New Beginnings and Yi Leng Zhang for an evening of appreciation, networking, and inspiration. So we'll talk to Yi Leng Zhang about that. And also, I'm planning on, I hope Yi will talk about it, but I'm going to talk to him because, of course, he ran for the state assembly last year.
He did.
Just get some of his thoughts on what we're hearing concerning the state budget. The budget process is continuing, so you know, maybe tap his expertise on that as well.
Yeah.
So a lot to talk about, and a lot of good guests coming up here over the next few days. But when we do have folks come in, sometimes they'll come in live during our segments, and sometimes we'll have them come in because after the show is done, because when I am able to talk to them afterwards, we don't have to worry about the clock. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we don't have to worry about saying, okay, we have to take a break right here, because during the show, I have specifically 7.5 minutes here. Me and Ian have 7.5 minutes for each of our segments.
It's not a lot of time.
We cannot go past it because the system automatically kicks it right in to the next segment.
Yes, it does.
So it's better then. And then when we have these conversations, we're able then to have posting on the YouTube channel unedited versions of our discussions, because sometimes, because of the time constraints, I have to edit for air and say, like, yep, our conversation we had with Robin Vargas in the first hour. You can go to the YouTube channel and hear it unedited. Last week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, when we had Christine Daniels on, we had her for like 37 minutes, and you can go back and be able to look back at our conversation with Christine Daniels as well. So again, if you want to go back and view and listen to some of the conversations we've had here in recent weeks, just go to youtube.com, search out 98.9 WXCO, and you'll be able to go back, see those interviews, see our segments. This segment will be put up there as well. All of our segments are put up on our YouTube channel. So
that's right.
Check that out. How are you this morning? I haven't had a chance to actually ask you that this morning yet. And we're already almost to the three quarters mark of our local segments.
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's waiting process for the Shakespeare auditions is out, and the waiting is always the hard part, but
that's what Tom Petty once said.
The director was telling us that she should have the cast list up by Thursday. A day I'll be able to find out if I get in the show or not.
You can play that Tom Petty song over and over again. The waiting is the hardest part.
Oh, yeah. Over and over.
Well, good luck. Hopefully you'll get a terrific part and get ready to start the process all over again. Something we start all over again every week is the number for the day quiz. We always start off on Mondays, 0 for 0, and then try to get you a passing grade at the very least for the week. So far this week, you are 1 for 2, so you're doing
1 for 2.
Pretty well. So if you get it right today, you'll clinch a passing grade and then try to work your way towards a winning week.
Oh, that would be nice.
But today, the topic, which we'll have at the very end of the show, I'll have our number for the day quiz with Ian.
Okay.
Our topic will be pizza in the United States.
Pizza.
So
I love pizza.
We'll talk about pizza in the final moments of the show.
Oh,
again, I want to remind folks that coming up tonight, hopefully the rain will hold off, and it looks like there's a pretty good chance of that. We are scheduled for some American Legion softball action as Wausau Post 10 will take on DC Everest Post 492. So, again, American Legion softball tonight. Pregame activity starts at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. So, again, 6:20 airtime. American Legion softball, Wausau against DC Everest, right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we're going to find out what's going on in the news, both around the country and around the world, around the states, around the area. Get the weather forecast, let you know what the chances are for any precipitation. And then back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking to Melissa Baldoff coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. We'll be back at 8:52. This is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Don't wake me
tonight. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:53, 68 degrees. Very mild start under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. From our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street downtown. And Ian, I know that as you come in every day and as I come in every day, we notice the construction continuing and getting closer and closer to finally being finished. And it's really
coming along.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see, number one. I mean, we got a lot of the roads already. I mean, they were dug up completely, and now new roads are being put in, and we got actually a new road that's heading over towards the Children's Imaginarium. And then, of course, you got the Foundry on 3rd right across the street, and it's really starting to come into focus.
Yes, it is.
As I was walking in this morning, however, I'm thinking about this as we continue to watch this construction continue. My question is, are we going to see the completion of the construction project here in downtown Wausau before we finally get a resolution in terms of the investigation into whether or not the mayor of Wausau committed any violations when he removed the drop box? Because I was looking at the calendar. And it was September the 22nd of 2024 when Mayor Denny put on his hard hat, put on his vest, and went out and moved the drop box. And we're at the 18th of June, so coming up on, what, over the weekend, we'll hit the 22nd of June.
So you think, so your question is, will the construction be finished
before?
Before that or after?
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering because it feels like it's taken for, it will be 9 months this weekend since it occurred. And the thing that kind of, again, I'm not saying, again, going after the mayor or anything like that, but it just feels like it's kind of open and shut. You either are able to do it or you're not able to do it. Because it's not a case of where there was anything that was hidden. He went right out there.
There's no evidence and there's no proof because there is.
He took the camera. He took pictures of it thinking that he's able to do it. So
it's on social media.
Either he can do it or he can't do it.
Yeah.
And we've had the Wisconsin Department of Justice investigating it. It appears that the Council Ethics Committee is going to wait and see what the DOJ and the state decides to do. But it just feels like this is taking forever. And I don't understand that. And I go back to something I've talked about over the last couple of years, but actually more in the past, and I haven't really talked about it as much as I should, is the whole idea of equal justice under law. The idea that it feels like, I mean, you look at Donald Trump. I mean, you look at Trump. The man's been convicted of more than 30 felonies. What penalty did he get out of it? Nothing.
No.
Nothing. Not a bit. You know, he's still got those felonies on his record, but he's the president of the United States, which is crazy. But the idea that those that have either political power or financial power or some sort of power that those of us who are not among that class of folks, there's a different sense of justice. And my thought is, if an average citizen had put on a vest and a hard hat and hauled away a drop box, it would have moved a lot quicker.
There would have been consequences quicker right away.
And this, it just feels as though there's, the longer this kind of stuff drags out, and we saw it during the interim between when Donald Trump left office in January of 2021, and finally when some federal charges were put out for some of the you call shady dealings when it came to either moving classified material to Mar-a-Lago or anything else. Time is the ally of those who are involved in some of these activities, especially if you have resources, if you have the best lawyers, if you're able to spend on millions of dollars on the best legal representation. There is not a even playing field when it comes to, in my opinion, when it comes to law and justice.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking about that. I was walking in because I've been noticing how things are moving forward here in downtown, and it just feels like, hey.
It just seems like the longer we wage, the less significant it is.
Yeah, and it just goes away, and people forget about it. And bottom line is we need to know whether or not the mayor can do that or he can't do that. I mean, that's the bottom line. The mayor says he was able to do it. Others say, no, he was not able to do it. We need to have, ultimately, a decision made so we don't have to go through this ever again. So,
I do think the construction will be finished before they make it.
I hope not. I hope not. All right. Well, let's finish things off here this morning with our number for the day quiz. We do that here at the last moments of every show where we give Ian three choices, one of which is our number for the day. He is 1 for 2 so far this week, and based on the math, he should be 1 for 3 or better, which is 33%. So anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade.
Yep.
If he gets more right than wrong, it's a winning week. 4 out of 5 is an A grade, and then, of course, always want that perfect week as well, which he's done one time in the past.
Yes.
All right, our number for the day is the price in dollars for the average large pizza at the top 5 U.S. pizza chains as of 2025. So okay. The average price for average a large price. Pizza at the top five pizza chains in the U.S.
Okay.
All right. Jesus. Your choices are
okay.
$18.14, $23.14, $28.14.
You know, I'm going to say average price. I'm going to say $18.41. Seems like a reasonable price for a large pizza in those top chain restaurants.
All right.
I'm going to go $18.41.
$18.14.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
$18.14, excuse me.
The price in dollars for the average large pizza at the 5 top pizza chains in the U.S. is $18.14.
Yes.
2 out of 3. Got a passing grade already.
Awesome.
We'll go for a winning week next tomorrow.
Sounds good.
We'll see you then. Keep it right here on WX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.